Okay, we're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Tainis. And so we begin by teaching an interesting law regarding the Berachos Kohanim. We know that Berachos Kohanim in general is only said during the repetition of Shacharis, but it is not usually said in Mincha. So it says the Mishnah that there are three times when this is actually not the case, when we do say it in Mincha and other afternoon prayers, which we'll see in a moment. So it says the Mishnah Aleph, B'shlosha prakim at bashana kohanim no sin eskaban. That on three occasions of the year, three different times, kohanim will do nesias klem, will raise their hands to say brechas kohanim every time that they daven, meaning not only during shacharis, but even during the afternoon tefillos. We'll see it doesn't mean just mincha, but it also means mincha and ne'ilah. Now, as far as we know nowadays, we only say generally ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, but we'll see that at least in these times when we're talking about in the Mishnah, seems like ne'ilah was said at other times as well. But the point is that they wouldn't just say Berachos Kohanim in the morning, they would also say it in the afternoon. Now, what the question is arisen as to why we don't say, as to why we don't do Berachos Kohanim, as to why the Kohanim will not do Nesias Kapayim in the afternoon in general, and the answer is because there's a concern that maybe they'll have something to drink throughout the day, right? They'll maybe have some schnapps with their lunch or whatever it might be, and they might be intoxicated. We know that you can't do the Nesias Kapayim while being intoxicated, and therefore, they said no Birchas Kohanim. However, we'll see that there are three times when we do allow it because we can be sure that he did not drink that day. Fine. So what are these three times? And before we get to even explaining what these three times are, says the Mishnah, Arba Pa'amim Bayom Bashachros Bamosuf Vamincho Vanilas Sha'arim. There, on one of these three times, the Kohanim, well, duchen, they'll raise their hands. We say Berachos Kohanim four times during the day. So, and that is during Shacharis, during Musaf, during Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And so we know this to be, this is Yom Kippur that happens on. So now, Batanios v'Ma'amados v'Yom HaKippurim. So these three occasions that we said we do Berachos Kohanim are public fast days, which the Mefarshim explained that we, for public fast days, at least back in the day, they would actually have Ne'ilah on those fast days as well. So in Mincha and Ne'ilah, they would also duchen. They would also have Berachos Kohanim. The Ma'amados, the fasts that were observed by the Ma'amados, so we know that there were fasts that the people who were in the Ma'amados, we explained what those were a little while back in the Masecht, and the next Mishnah will deal with them a little bit more explicitly, but basically there were groups of Yisraelim that went along with a specific week of Kohanim, right? We know that there were 24 Mishmaros, there were 24 groups of Kohanim and Levim. They would go up to the temple, they would each Mishmar would go for 1 week at a time, and so for each of these 24 groups of Kohanim and Levim, so there was a Ma'amad of Yisraelim that was associated with it. So there were also fasts that these Ma'amados observed while they were in action. So the fast that these Ma'amados observed is another time when there would be Duchenim, when there would be Berachos Kohanim recited in Mincha and Ila, again, because they're fasting, so there is no concern that they drank, so you could you would recite the Berachos Kohanim in those times. And then finally, Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur itself, we only have the Kohanim Duchen in the repetition of the afternoon prayers as well. Okay, that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis, Iluhin Ma'amados. So this is the reason for the Ma'amados, and as the Mishnah is going to explain, the Pasuk says, regarding the Tumid offering, that says, command the children of Israel, and tell them, my offering, my food, you shall guard it to bring it to me. And basically, the idea is that the verse is commanding the Jewish people that all the B'nai Yisrael have to bring the Karban Tamid, which means that they're all the owners, and so any owner of a Karban has to stand by the Karban when it's being brought. So all the Jewish people are going to come for the Karban Tamid every single day, twice a day. That doesn't make any sense. Rather, what happens? How can a person's offering be brought when he is not standing next to it? Meaning, how can the Tamid be brought ever? That's why his kinu nevim harishonim asher mi arba'a mishmaros. In order to solve this issue, the early Nevi'im, meaning the Mefarshim explained this is probably Shmuel and David, so they instituted that with the Kohanim and Levi'im, that the Kohanim and Levi'im, they would be divided into 24 groups called mishmaros. So that there were 24 groups of Kohanim and Levi'im, and then al kol mishmar u'mishmar hayam ma'amad b'Yerushalayim shel Kohanim shel Levi'im v'shel Yisraelim. For each and every week of mishmar that for each and every single Mishmar, there would be a gathering in Yerushalayim, not only of Kohanim and Levim that belong to the Mishmar, but also of Yisraelim as well. So they said that not only are there going to be 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim and Leviim, but also of Yisraelim, which we call Ma'amados. Now, Higiyaz Man HaMishmar La'alos Kohanim and Leviim Olim L'Yerushalayim. When the time came for each of these Mishmaros to go up to Yerushalayim and to serve in the base of Migdash, so the Kohanim and Leviim of the Mishmar would go up to Yerushalayim and do what they needed to do. V'Yisrael Shabbos also Mishmar Miskansin La'arehen. And basically, what the Mishnah is saying over here is that the Israelim of that group, they would gather in their hometown. So what does this mean exactly? So it seems like that basically all of the Israelim in the Jewish people, which you can imagine there were a lot of them. So without going into too many details that are not explicitly stated in the Mishnah, so basically all the Israelim are divided into 24 groups aligned with these 24 Mishmaros. So says the Mishnah that the Israelim who live near Yerushalayim, those are the ones who go to the base of Migdash. The Israelim who live near the base of Migdash, who live near Yerushalayim, rather, those would be the ones to go to the base of Migdash. But let's say you have Israelim who don't live near Yerushalayim, they live very far away, so they would gather le'arehin in their own hometowns, in their own cities, v'koren b'mase b'rishas, and they would all read, when they had their minyanim, they would all read from the Torah, they would read from mase b'rishas, the part of the Torah from the creation, about the creation of the world, etc. The reason why is because the passage of the creation of the world is the best thing to read, because it's in the merit of the offerings that the whole world exists. So that's why it would make sense to read that there. And anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now, we will stop right here.